would make you think that I care about your opinion of me. Your opinion of me is not the opinion that I have of myself. You ain't make me, so you can't break me. You didn't build me, so you can't kill me.
I watched my father punch my mother. Then he begged for forgiveness and riots say he loved her. Inches from the end, we escaped death. I've been fighting my whole life and I still got a lot of fight left.
Welcome back to This Is Hardcore Podcast. You just heard the new Bayway. This single is called Namesake. For those who don't know, the new tape is dropping May 10th. It's called Word is Bond, and it's coming out on the one and only Days Style Records. And for a first, we're going to drop some friends into this one and talk about it. Here is my man, Joe, aka J-Way of Bayway. And Joe, dude, this song is insane.
Shit, I appreciate it, man.
Like, in the short time that Bayway decided to come out into the world, you guys went from being the Jersey band that had to show and prove who you were. And I mean, I remember in May of last year when you guys did the Kev 1 Bulldoze shit here in Philly, people were already feeling you. And then by the fall of last year to even this winter, like, Bayway has become the force in New Jersey. Don't care what Diego from Freight Train says about it.
Well, I care a little bit about what Diego says. That boy got a big motherfucking rhinoceros-sized head. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want him running at me. That's all I have about that. But I do love some Freight Train.
Yeah, it's just awesome. This harkens back to all the stuff that we talk about privately, where like the height of New Jersey hardcore was really resting on stuff like a Bayway. Now to see you guys kind of come out and the scene gravitate towards you guys. I mean, you guys went from being, who are they, to like everybody asking, yo, can we get Bayway on the bill, to the point where you've been opening and playing higher up on other bills. And I mean, you're going to be playing the Big Drain show next month. I mean, the ball is really rolling with you right now. It's got to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, you know what? When we started out doing Bayway, we had been doing other stuff for years, and it was never like us, you know what I mean? And coming out of COVID, I think everybody just sort of understood that it was like, listen, if we're going to do this, then we need to do something that is fun for us, really represents who we are, and we gotta maybe take it less seriously, not give so much of a fuck about, you know, what is it? Does it, it's gotta sound like this, or it's gotta be like that, or whatever. And it was just sort of like very organic. And we just kind of got into the studio, started demoing out some hardcore songs that made us feel like, you know, when you're a kid and you're writing hardcore songs and you're just like trying to pop your friends, like you just want, you know, you want your friends to dance hard when you come out and play. And that was really it. And it was like sort of like that. It was just like, we're going to write some songs, see where it goes. And then I was like, yo, can I really say Bayway, motherfucker? Like, is that like a really like a thing? Like, can we do a rap part? What's that going to be like? And, you know, just never took it seriously, just kind of made music for us and put the listener kind of last and just like tried to make us happy. And people just started gravitating towards it. It's been insane. Like the overall view that people have of the band and how much they like it. It's crazy. I mean, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling as a musician to be able to create shit that people fuck with, you know what I mean? And to be able to play as often as we have and to have people want us to play, it's a great feeling. You can't describe it in words.
Nah, it's awesome just from my viewpoint, watching you guys grow and just everything that's going to be coming up in the next year or so is going to be fucking awesome for you guys. And when I asked you for the track, I was thinking like, yo, let's do something different. Instead of me just saying, this is what I think about the band and the track, I wanted you to come on real quick. We are going to be playing together Saturday, April 20th in Greensboro, North Carolina, as part of Overcome Fest. You getting excited?
Oh, I am pumped to get on stage at Overcome Fest. And that's the motherfucking truth. I honestly wish Overcome Fest was this weekend, but I know we got a little bit of rehearsing to do beforehand, get our shit right. And honestly, I can't wait, man. I think it's going to be something special.
For those of you who don't know, my man stepped in and really made the Keystone Hardcore Jam set we did with Shattered Realm absolutely phenomenal. And, well, a while back, Jay had said that he had written some songs that were too Shattered Realm and not enough Bayway. And when I heard him, he was correct. And so in the recent time since that point, we've been talking, and now, what do you say, 60% of Bayway is now Shattered Realm?
I would go ahead and say that's fairly accurate. And you know what? I gotta be honest with you. I'm really excited to kind of really bring that to the forefront and unveil what we've been working on sort of behind the scenes and bring some new Shattered Realm. You know what I mean? I think it's long overdue. And I've been a fan of Shattered Realm since I was a kid. So to have the opportunity to play with the band was huge for me, to have the opportunity to even potentially write a song and see what that was like was huge. And now to turn it into what it's turning into, it's an honor. It's an honor for me. And it's huge for New Jersey hardcore. I think it's huge for Philly hardcore as well. And, you know, I think that the bond that we've always kind of had, both scenes, has been great. And I'm looking forward to strengthening it.
Nah, I couldn't agree more, man. And again, it was amazing to hear what you had put out there for us. And then knowing that we are all on the same wavelength and ready to do this shit, Bayway and Shattered Realm together, it's going to be fucking awesome. And yeah, we get to unveil that 420 in North Carolina. And then there'll definitely be some more shows. The show that you're playing is the Sunday of Memorial Day, right? You guys are on the Sunday?
For which one?
That big drain show.
Yeah, that drain show. I think it's the 26th. So yeah, I think that's the Sunday.
Yeah, so Sunday the 26th, the Eagle Hall in I just call it North Jersey, but I think it's Jersey City.
It's North Jersey.
I mean if you want it to come out, you better get your ticket soon. That shit's gonna sell out. Bayway's playing second and it's gonna rip the whole fucking place apart.
Yeah, I'm actually working with a guy right now. I wasn't really going to say anything about it because I kind of like to just drop shit last minute and make kids go crazy for it. But I'm thinking we're going to be shooting another video probably at that Drain show and really be able to showcase, you know, what New Jersey's got and putting it to the forefront. So I'm dropping that now. I wasn't going to do it, but I'm doing it. Fuck it. It's done. It's over.
There it is. You know, once again, Bayway is going to drop a fucking crazy video in New Jersey for the kids from New Jersey. Once we get back from our trip to Overcome, I'd like to have you on the fest and really dig into all this stuff, because you're not just a guy from Bayway. You have so much going on. You got the studio. You just dropped one of your first real releases. You got tons of shit in the works. The world is really rolling in your favor because of all the positive energy you put into this. And I really want to take like an hour or two and really let people understand that it's not just some basketball jersey goon dude. Like, you got a lot of talent in you. You have a lot of really positive things. And I want to do the whole story right. But I wanted you to come on, kind of get me motivated to pop back on this podcast. And so when we're done with this North Carolina thing, we're going to drop the J-Way, the full J-Way story on this podcast.
I appreciate that. And thank you for having me. It's obviously an honor to do the podcast. It's an honor to do Shattered Realm with you. It's been great, you know, creating this friendship, this bond that we're working on every single day. And, you know, it's been great to just to have an OG like yourself to go back and forth with when I need you. I appreciate you, brother. I really do.
No, likewise, you invigorated the entire impetus of what the band was doing. It's incredible to have someone who's not in the band come up with an idea and say, hey, man, I really think that this is the direction. And it really gave us like another leg to stand on here. And the guys that you brought to the table are fucking fantastic. And I just think we're going to be able to do so much cool shit together. And I just appreciate everything you guys are doing, because it isn't going to be the Shattered Realms and the Fury of Fives and the E-Town Concretes that are going to get some of these young kids to the shows. It really is the Bayways and the younger bands, and like the discontented shit of New Jersey hardcore. And, you know, dudes like Dylan from Takedown, obviously old man Greg, kicking this shit back off in New Jersey. That's going to get people coming. And we're just happy that we have you guys kind of keeping the kids coming back, because it ain't just the old guys, you know?
Hey, listen, man, you know what? I think the main thing that hardcore's always had going for it is bridging the gap between the new school and the old school. And when we can bridge that gap and bring both of those people into the shows, it really creates a special atmosphere. And I think we're seeing that right now. And we haven't seen it in many years. And it's really a beautiful thing to see. And Dylan and Greg, shout out to them for all that they do for New Jersey, because those guys are working overtime trying to bring shit to New Jersey all the time. Great shows constantly. So, you know, it's been a pleasure to come up in the scene, and it's been an absolute pleasure to be a part of it. And, you know, anytime we can be helpful and bring people out, and anytime we can be involved in something like a Shattered Realm, shit, I mean, sign me the fuck up. This is what I love to do.
Nah, man, I couldn't have said it better. Hey, shout out where people can look you guys up on the internet, and I'll see you this weekend, and we'll get ready to have everything in store for the rest of the kids this year.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Listen, at BaywayNJ on Instagram, that's where you can find us. BaywayNJ.com, BaywayNJ.com. That's where you can get all of the goon, stupid, idiot jerseys that Joe mentioned earlier. And then I got Bayway Studios is freshly on Instagram today. Shout out Final Resting Place. I did the production on that. Just got done working with Balmora. I worked with Discontent, and, you know, I'm taking on some more projects because I really just love being involved and trying to elevate the music and get it out to people, and, you know, put my ignorant influence on whatever I possibly can. And then I am J-Way on Instagram. So find me. You know, you need anything, you need somebody to put you on shows in New Jersey, I can direct you in the proper source, so to speak. And that's it, man. Hit me up and get at me. And, you know, if you see me at a show, come up and say hi.
That's all you got to do, brother. Thank you for popping on, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for having me.
Nah, and, we'll talk later. All right.
Sounds good.
So now you heard it, folks. This is the beginning of a new era for Shattered Realm, courtesy of combining the forces of Bayway, and myself, and Tony O. Tony Orlando was in Descent. He plays in Raw Life. He's been a longtime New Jersey hardcore kid. I was a kid when Shattered Realm was around, and when we started rolling the ball again, he was first in line to jump in. And throughout all the different years, I mean, it's crazy to say this, but 7 years ago, this whole thing kind of started rolling. Tony O has always been the guy trying to elevate the band and bring the gear, not the gear, but the people with the talent and the gear. And it's been a lot of Tony actually pulling the band members together to make these Shattered Realm shows happen. But this is like what I have been excited for, was hearing music that really, I don't want to cap it up to you because, you know, people talk about it so much that by the time you hear it, you might be less enthused. But I feel like for the people that heard the Dead End Block records and didn't hate it, but wanted more of the Broken Ties, Spoken Lies record, well, you're going to hear a very familiar but more modern version of that shit, courtesy of Joe and the Bayway guys. And this is our first outing together. We've played shows with them, but this is the first time, like, as a group, we're going to be doing this shit. And I'm really excited, and I'm happy that Overcome Fest in Greensboro, North Carolina, April 19th and 20th will be the first time we'll get to feel this one out. And honestly, honest to God, there's a lot of bands trying to be Bayway, but there really is only one Bayway. And the kids in New Jersey do so much. Get up, go to the shows way earlier just to make sure they're there to support them. It's something fucking fantastic. Since we're talking about local stuff real quick, I got you guys in the listening mood. We got a lot of shit coming up in Philly. Fat, tomorrow night, man, as I record this, the sold-out Bad Luck 13 Underground Arts WrestleMania extravaganza is happening. It's actually the one-time reunion of Eat the Turnbuckle, one of the most dangerous bands ever, punk rock and hardcore. Tomorrow is Civ and Shelter at the Broken Goblet. That shit is 100% sold out. Then we got this Bob Wilson has, I'm pulling it up, Out of Pocket coming through. We played with them in Chicago. I will be at the Civ show, so I won't check them out. My little brother, Austin Sparkman of Haywires, of CMI, of Suburban Scum, of a million bands. Final Resting Place, which obviously Jay mentioned that he did the recording for. All due respect, the band Lumpy did, and actually played one of the first Philly hardcore shows. So we got Gates of Hell, which is playing Thursday, May 9th. With Corpse Pile, Vomit Forth, Rosemary at the Yuki Club. Now, that's on the Thursday. And we got tickets already up for that at Philly Hardcore Shows. May 4th, we got a Bob Wilson joint, Hangman, at the Kensington West Misery. That's right off of between like Berks and York and Dolphin. It's gotten very nice there. Don't let the word Kensington fool you. We got Hangman, New World Man. It's two mans in a row. Crush Your Soul, Heads Will Roll, Harder Man, and Sudden Demise. New World Man is a collective group of dudes, all like Life's Questions, and so I believe Heath and one of the guys have Never In A Game, I think, Jay Pettigy, Mind Force, and a bunch of dudes in Crush Your Soul. I don't know shit about Heads Will Roll or Harder Man, and that fucking Zach Barone's coming back with a new band, him and Lennon. Check that motherfucking shit out. It's their first show. Oh, here's one for Stucky. The Ben Stucky Bash. May 2nd. Standstill, Inner Love, Capillary, Straight Jacket Feeling, and West Main. That sounds, I like that we're doing these all out of order. But, yeah, the show that we didn't announce yet, but we should talk about is Pain of Truth, Regulate, Bayway, Contention, and Bob's put somebody else on the bill. It'll be on the flyer by the time this is up, and that shit's going to be at the Lithuanian Hall in Allegheny, Friday, May 9th. So you got shows May 2nd, 4th, 5th, 9th, and 10th. Just that alone is fucking crazy. Not only the fact that right down the way, we haven't had to talk about it in a long time just because it's been announced, but there still are tickets for Drain's Beach Party at the Union Transfer Friday, May 25th. Actually, I think it's ours. It's Saturday, May 25th. And that's with Terror, Scowl, Twitching Tongue, King Nine, End It, and Mutually Assured Destruction. Tickets left. Don't miss it. It's one of the biggest tours of the year. Rolling through. Another important date to remember is Monday, April 15th. Because that is when we announce This Is Hardcore. And the following Friday, April 19th, we will be on sale. So get ready for it. I know some of you are excited. Some of you are kicking the tires around trying to figure out who's playing. Stop asking. You got barely a week and a half left. And just be happy that you have this kind of shit going on. After being at the 30th anniversary of Fury of Five and thinking about all the shit, and I say shit, I mean shit, all the shit that happened in hardcore to get people to the point where they were respecting these kind of heavier bands, you guys will never really fucking get it. And I don't even know if I could tell a story in 20 episodes on just what that whole thing means. It kind of needs to be said that, you know, throughout the different periods in hardcore and different areas, the paradigm shift. And there was really a point in time where Fury of Five and other bands were not seen as like a credible representative of hardcore. So all the bands that you guys now love and call hardcore that are quasi death metal or are just using the hardcore shows to get to the point where they play behind barriers, I want you to be thankful that all these people came before you and ate shit and had people writing in zines saying, fuck this band, they're a bunch of blanks, or, you know, this metal shit doesn't have any place in hardcore, yada, yada, yada. It's an interesting place to be, to see so many newer bands that emulate stuff from the late 90s to the mid 2000s that was really eschewed or looked down upon or not even included in the real conversation of hardcore. And I don't even want to get into the word beat down because that'll just make me stick to my stomach. However, that being said, the coolest thing about the Fury of Five 30th year was seeing so many old friends, all the great people that made the Castle Heights scene what it is, all the great people that made the New Jersey shows what they were. It was a, I hate to be cliche and say it was a family reunion, but it was. It was taking us back to when we were younger. We weren't so tired and we saw each other every single friggin' weekend. So as you youngins are out here doing all that, I want you to just remember that even if you don't like some of these older bands, they are a big part of why this whole thing happened. And everything happens for a reason. I was lucky enough to be asked to sing with Freight Train. These guys are some of my best friends in the entire world. Diego legitimately stole the lyrics to Beyond Understanding out of a notepad at my house and took them. And Freight Train would be not a flash in a pan, but an epic moment towards the end of the 90s for Philadelphia and kind of lead some tracks down for the bands like Punishment and stuff to come. And when they were gone, it was kind of weird to not have my friends at shows. And then when they came back, you saw them at This Hardcore and Box, and different shows. It was just interesting. Way back at 2001, I did bass for the only reunion at the time. Our brother Max, whose birthday was just recently, who passed. Max played guitar. Damien for Punishment play guitar, and it was just cool, man. It was just cool to play with our friends. But then to get up there and sing with the band was absolutely fucking fantastic. You know, you don't get too many times left to do these kind of fun, random things, and I'm glad I'm taking these opportunities. It's just like I said earlier with the Shattered Realm stuff, the opportunity to get back into the studio with someone like Joe, who intrinsically a knows what makes the kids who enjoy Shadow Realm happy, wrote some insane shit that's just going to really upgrade and invigorate and kind of get people to stop saying, oh, they just play the same songs, yada, yada, yada. I'm excited about that part. But I'm just excited about hardcore in general. So it's a great time if you're positive about the overall scene. I could sit here and go back and forth every week, nitpick people, disagree with people on my own little podcast, and just do my own stupid thing about it. And I don't want people listening to this podcast to think I'm sort of curmudgeon or anything like that. In fact, speaking to my girl the other day about the podcast and not really getting on the ball, and then I was talking to my brother Max Mort on the phone actually today, and he was like, yeah, I checked the, and you haven't had a podcast out in a while. And I was like, yeah, you know, Jess kind of said, hey, man, like, I get it. You're grieving. It hadn't really hit me yet that I'm actually still, like, actually in the process of being in grief. I don't really know. Like, it's not like a fucking button. Like, if you're in a studio where it says on air, only it says grief, like in grief. But it's definitely present, and I have to acknowledge that. You know, not like acknowledging is the first sign, but, like, it's important for me to say that so I face the thing and do the right things. But that just is the simplest way to explain some of the things that make this little bit of gap. But the plans are there. The emails have been sent. This is hardcore's coming up. This podcast is going to go from being, you know, is this motherfucker even going to come out and do an episode this week to, dude, why is this motherfucker dropping 2 and 3 of these things? And we're going to do shorter ones with some of the bands, play tracks, get everybody excited, still do our other ones. And I can only just tell you that I didn't really take personal inventory of how I felt. I've just been trying to push through and get back to the things that I usually do to make my work year happen. I am in the beginning of the thing I do every year where I do my new plant job. Things get a little crazy, and then obviously typical to me, it's like new plant job ends, and then we drive to North Carolina that day overnight to play a show and then come back for Kubla Khan and start this the work week off. But for those who were there for us, I appreciate it. Everybody who supported really fucking meant the world. And I do apologize for slacking on this. I have to just kind of say, hey, man, sometimes I didn't even realize how I felt. The vibe, as the kids would say, the vibes are just off, and I appreciate you guys even listening to this one. That's why I wanted Joe to come on to kind of give me some motivation to record. The Broad Street Breakdown is doing an excellent job. They are doing their shit once a week, and I gotta be fucking thankful for that. I love listening and laughing with my friends. 185 Miles South is the best pure hardcore podcast. Hardcore for fucking hardcore. Those guys are tremendous. Their point of view, their positivity. They don't drag people unnecessarily. They're not taste makers. They're just doing the fucking thing. It's fucking fantastic. So my promise to you is that this is the last of the really short ones until we start promoting the This Is Hardcore bands and stuff like that. And I appreciate all of you guys. This is really what comes out. I appreciate people wanting to hear this shit, and I'm sorry for not giving that quality content. I did, you know, like, I'm not gonna kick things back off, and I'm gonna have a Patreon and this and that. No, we're just gonna do the thing and make it work and try to expand what we've done once the hustle's there. And yeah, hardcore's doing great. I'm thankful for Bob Wilson, Greg Falchetto, for motivating, for pushing me for when I'm in a dead stall because my brain's just rolling in the back of my head, keeping me going. Thanks to my girl and fucking all the people, Hard Carl, Barletti, Max Morton, just all my friends, all the people that checked in and didn't say, hey, I'm checking in, but just called and bullshit it with me. You know, Colin Arabia made my day. It's been a lot of stuff, man. And I love y'all. And This Is Hardcore is going to be fucking great. Philly Hardcore. We're going to be updating the website, getting more shows up there. Lots coming. I can't tell you how crazy the fall is going to be. There's so many shows, so many things happening. We're already working on Keystone Jam. I know Bob's working on a nice barbecue for September. He always do the coolest shit. things are going to be great in 2024. For me, a private, personal little hiccup is not going to stop the rest, and I just appreciate you all. PhillyHCShows.com, The Joe Hardcore on Instagram. Thank you to everybody that supports everything that we do, and I'll talk to you next